London's Big Ben sounds 9:45 a.m., and now it will be silent all day. At Westminster, the funeral procession for Sir Winston Churchill is beginning.
Gun carriage for the Tsar!
Navy enlisted men, on foot, draw the gun carriage. On it, the coffin covered by a flag, and on a black velvet cushion, the Order of the Garter. Moving slowly with him toward St. Paul's are all the British military in a solemn and stately half-step. Ahead of the gun carriage are the regiments of the Household Guard in their splendid uniforms and black bearskin hats.
Nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
Of all the memories Sir Winston left to those who lived when he did, none will forget his words.
Brace ourselves to our duty, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for a thousand years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few.
Walking uphill to St. Paul's are the men he referred to, the RAF pilots of the Battle of Britain, who in small and flimsy airplanes in the skies over Britain, vastly outnumbered, drove away the enemy. Now they are marching together, but their unit is small. There were not many left. Now the gun carriage is climbing Ludgate Hill. As it passes, the military guards lining the street bow their heads. Immediately behind, in small town coaches drawn by matched pairs, the women of the Churchill family, Lady Churchill, heavily veiled. As is customary, the women ride and the men walk.
When I warned them that Britain would fight on alone, whatever they did, their general told their prime minister and his divided cabinet, in 3 weeks, England will have her neck wrung like a chicken. Some chicken. Some neck.
In Washington in 1941, he said in a speech to Congress,
by the way, I cannot help but reflecting that if my father had been American and my mother British instead of the other way around, I might have got here on my own.
Thank you. At the top of the hill, at St. Paul's, the Grenadier Guardsmen, every one over 6 feet 2, carry the coffin inside.